An Arrington family is seeking to have a property included in the agricultural land reserve for the purpose of operating a family-owned microbrewery. Keisha Cleaver and her husband, once their family owned the 2.02-hectare land parcel in Electoral Area F, Coombs, Hilliers, Arrington, Whiskey Creek, Meadowood, has applied to the Agricultural Land Commission, which has invited the Regional District of Nanaimo to provide input on the impact it will have in the community and surrounding agricultural lands. Cleaver appeared as a delegation at the board's regular meeting on June 24 to present their plan and also to answer questions. The business integrates traditional farming techniques with sustainable agricultural practices to produce high-quality, locally crafted beverages and products, said Cleaver. Cleaver said they aim to produce 15,000 liters of beer annually. She said it will be a small-scale operation with no restaurant or tasting room. Our beer will be manufactured for sale at farmers' markets, liquor stores and restaurants, said Cleaver. Staff members recommended the board not endorse the application to include the property in the ALR. They pointed out the property is located in a rural area that prohibits this type of operation. The board referred the matter as they needed more information whether a microbrewery would be permitted in the area and asked staff to provide a report. At the board's meeting on July 9, General Manager of Development and Emergency Services, Lisa Grant, informed the board that zoning bylaw 1285 prohibits food processing as a home business in the area. It is allowed only specifically in A1, C-3, C-3A and I-2 zones. Food processing means the changing form of any vegetable, mineral, animal foodstuff for distribution or sale, said Grant. The production of alcohol does require a change in the form of plants based on the input to the final product. So, as being interpreted, meaning alcohol production falls within the meaning of food processing. Board Chair Vanessa Craig asked whether jam making using berry bushes on your own property and sell them would also not be allowed. Is that correct because that would processing? Asked Craig. Grant said in the home business guidelines, canning is allowed but within certain quantities only. Jam production, she explained, is not changing it from its raw potential and for processing into a completely different product, compared to the changing of something from barley and hops through the multiple processes, which is required for the making of beer really is much more transformative.